Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this September 8th, 2022. It is 10:04 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in Matt Lippert, agricultural agent with UW Extension. Looking forward to Matt, and I've been looking forward to this all week long. Right now, we have the kids from Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools, Middle School Theater Rams with us. We have our director. We are talking Peter Pan, and I'm so excited about this, you guys. I will tell you all something real quick here. I'm a Screen Actors Guild member. I've been an actor since I was 7 years old. I've been able to work on movie sets with Robert Downey Jr., a bunch of different people. Nothing makes me more excited than talking to you guys, than talking to young actors. I am so proud of all of you. You're so brave for doing what you're doing. And I'm very, very excited to talk about Peter Pan. Mm-hmm. I want to kind of actually start there because I'll introduce everybody first, and then we'll go ahead and talk to you guys. First, though, I want to welcome in Susan Becker. We've had Susan with us before. Yes. Good to see you, Sue.
Good to see you. Good morning.
Theater director with RAMS and Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools Children's Theater.
Right.
How are you doing, Susan?
I'm doing great. I'm totally pumped for this morning. I've got some great kids here to represent the whole group and excited for you to learn about it.
And we also have with us, and I'm probably not going to go in order here, but we have Emma Webb, who is our Tinkerbell. Emma, thank you for being here. No, Emma's not here. Or
Emma's right here.
Emma, okay. Hi. Well, she didn't come forward to say anything, so I wasn't sure I had the right person. But come over and say hi.
Hi.
Okay. Thank you for that, Emma. All right. And then we have we have some Lost Boys here. How do I say this? Dade? D-A-Y-D-E? How do you pronounce?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, Dade.
Dade. Great name, man. Great name.
Thank you.
Dade, you're one of the Lost Boys. You're a Pockets?
Yes.
Excellent. Very cool. Very cool. Thank you for being here. We also have Ethan Madsen, who is our Hook. Ethan, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Good to see you again, Ethan. You were here last year, weren't you?
Not
last year, but you've been here before.
Yeah,
this is becoming old hat for you now. You've been used to this. So.
Yeah.
And Trenton Delaney is with us as well, our Peter Pan. Trenton, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good to see you, Trenton. And thank you again, all of you guys, for being here. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you each in a second because I want to hear about your characters. But first, Susan, let's talk about the details of this show, when it is going to be performed, and where people can get tickets and all those things.
Sure. We're doing Peter Pan. It's a full-length play by John Jory. It's the non-flying version. Okay.
Good to note. Good to note.
It's adapted from the book by J.M. Barrie. Looking forward to this show. This has always been one I've wanted to produce and direct, and having totally a lot of fun with it. The kids are well aware of that. The energy level at practices have been great. When you have kids that say, let's do it again, and not want to go home, and it's time to go home, that to me is a great positive, and it's a warm fuzzy to my heart. But Peter Pan will be the weekend of September 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
Mm-hmm.
7 o'clock show Friday and Saturday, 2 o'clock matinee on Sunday. Tickets can be gotten through the school.
School website.
Yeah, the school website, and then of course at the door.
Right.
$5.
Yeah, and. This is, again, Susan was saying there, it's the full-length play. Mm-hmm. You're not only getting a full show here done by kids, which I think Peter Pan, the best way to do Peter Pan is this way. I think the best versions I've seen have always been done like this.
Yes.
You're also getting a chance to support these kids, to support the arts, artists supporting artists, a lot of that. And I think that is noteworthy as well, along with being entertained and having a great time.
And you will be entertained.
Yeah. Where's the show going to be taking place?
At Lincoln High School Performing Arts Center.
Excellent.
So we have a beautiful facility, between that or the community facility.
Mm-hmm.
We're very lucky. We're very happy to have that.
It's a professional theater stage.
Very much so.
It really is. And getting to perform on something like that is really exciting for you guys, especially for those of you that haven't gotten to perform on that stage before. You're really going to enjoy it.
Right.
So for a second here, I'd like to take a moment and just kind of talk to you guys about your characters a little bit and what you did to kind of get into character or how it's been going building that character. And we can't talk about Peter Pan without talking about some key iconic characters, some of them, of course, being the Lost Boys. So I'll start with you, Data. Am I saying that right again? I just pronounced it. You would think I'd remember 2 seconds ago. I apologize.
No, it's just Dade.
It is Dade. Okay. Dade, now you're playing Pockets, one of the Lost Boys. How did that go? How was that going? And are you enjoying it?
It's going pretty well, and I'm definitely enjoying it. I still have to build with the accent because some of those lines are a little bit of a struggle with it. But overall, it's been really nice to be a Lost Boy. Especially with all like the crazy little dances and small itty bitty parts.
Is that one of your favorite parts of doing the role? The dance, a lot of that stuff, the fun stuff?
Yeah, the dance is probably the main reason why I sign up for musicals and stuff. Mm. It's just, it might feel a little awkward to be doing the dances, but they look a lot cooler from the audience, and it's just amazing when you actually do them right.
Yeah, right on, yes. Yeah, I know that feeling. I know exactly what you're talking about, man. That's cool to hear. And it also, it's one of the things that I encourage, parents to not push their kids into acting or sports, but one of the reasons I do encourage that is the confidence that it builds. Now, you guys may notice it, you may not notice it, but as somebody who was in your shoes, I had no idea the confidence I was building when I was doing plays. I just wanted to be an actor. I just like acting. I didn't know it was building my confidence and making me feel that much stronger to the point where I can do a job like this now. I have no doubt in my mind that I wouldn't be here doing this job if I wasn't like you guys doing what you're doing currently doing. It leads to these things. It doesn't mean that you're going to be doing a job necessarily like this in your future. You may or may not. But whatever you do in life, you have that much more confidence doing these kind of things, whether it's sports, theater. It really does build that. So we want to encourage people to do that. For you, Dade, how would you, what would you say to kids out there that have never done theater or sports, but to encourage them to do these things?
Really just try it. I mean, if you don't audition, you'll never know it, because being accepted into a role is kind of like that, you're good for this. Mm-hmm. It, like the roles, getting accepted for auditions, tryouts, all that. It really builds your confidence from the get-go.
Means something.
And then, yeah. And then once you actually start doing stuff, like being there with other people.
Yeah.
Getting recognized at all just makes you feel a little bit better.
Yeah. Nicely done. I'm going to be asking each of you that, but he had to do it first. So nicely done, man. Nice stuff. And it's, I appreciate you sharing that. So, we can't have Peter Pan without Peter Pan. We have to talk to Peter Pan. I'm curious, when it comes, Trenton, to playing a character like that, first, how did it feel to get the role, and how has it been going creating your version of Peter Pan?
Well, at first it was like I was very nervous, but like excited for playing the role, and as we keep on practicing, it just got like a lot easier.
Good to hear. How would you encourage others to do these things, to be in theater, sports, these extracurriculars?
I would just say just go for it. I mean, you got nothing to lose.
Right on. Well said. Yeah, that's perfectly said. Well, of course, Tinkerbell, one of the more iconic characters in all of literature, really. One of the more loved characters as well. Emma, I imagine playing something like that had to, it's been fun. Are you enjoying the role? Are you enjoying yourself with this process?
Yeah, it's very fun. Tinkerbell is a very bubbly character, and it's been very fun adapting to her personality.
Do you find yourself to be a bubbly person in general, but you're playing a bubbly person? Are you having fun kind of doing the contrast to that?
Yeah,
good. Would you encourage others to do these kind of things, or how would you encourage others to?
Like everyone else said, just go for it.
Yeah.
Everyone is so accepting, like, especially here in the community.
Well said. Nicely done. And I wanted to ask you, Ethan, I'm sorry, I've got all my names all mixed up over here, but Ethan, yes. Same questions. How are you enjoying playing Hook, and have you been having fun doing it?
I've been having lots of fun playing Hook. I mean, like, I'm playing the crazy villain who wants to kill a child. But it's pretty fun being it. And
got to be weird for a kid to play that role, I imagine. Yeah, a little
but
weird.
But it's pretty fun.
Yeah, that's cool. Good to hear. And Ethan, how would you encourage others to pick up a script, to pick up a football, a sport, or anything like that?
Well, playing these characters, it's just... it's like being someone else. You have a chance to try and find a different person in yourself, a different part of you that was maybe hidden for a while. Oh, wow.
Very true.
So if you try and do that, you might find that there's a part of you that you have never known before.
Well said. Very nicely done. Susan, these kids are good.
They're
like,
good.
They're really talented. They are. I'm going to talk to you in a second, so you might want to get on the mic. I really, really cannot tell you, like, the first go around, every set of kids that come in here, whether it's Hopo or it's this, these kids are really insightful. They're really talented. I'm not sure how I feel about that as an actor and has to compete against these guys. I don't want these guys getting older and taking my parts and everything. I completely changed my mind about all this. We're not doing this any longer. No. Artist supporting artists is one of the biggest things that you guys might learn as you get older, and that is important. And one of the reasons we love having you guys on, talking about this stuff, is certainly to encourage other kids to do it, to have not just your parents, but you know, other citizens from town coming to support this show and enjoying it. But it's also it's this confidence stuff. It's all the little layers to it, Susan, at this age. Yes. For these kids that matter so much. And the more people do attend, it's going to be great to see your mom and dads in the audience, your guardians, any of that. We always love seeing mom and dad. I'm 45, and I still get a huge kick out of having my parents in the stage, you know, in the studio, watching a show and stuff.
Yeah.
But it means so much to have strangers, to have people from town just showing up and attending these shows. So we want a really nice attendance. We want a really good crowd for this.
We want a nice attendance.
And how is, I've asked these guys how it's been going. How has it been going for you with the directing, with all the, you know, the hiccups that might happen and that?
Absolutely wonderful. I can't say enough about the group I have. And every year, my parents are amazing. They come through. They're quite a group, very supportive group, and you have to have that. I have a great crew, and this crew has grown through the years that I've been there, and this is, like, I believe, going on 10 years.
I thought so, yeah.
For me, Emily, who is my assistant director this year with this group, she's had it a few years longer than that, the children's. But I can't say enough about what this program means to these kids and myself. I love to mentor these kids, and they leave with such good memories. They leave with such growth, self-esteem. They love doing this. Our program for the junior high is in hopes that they move on into our high school program.
Mm-hmm.
So that just keeps building, and then they move on into real life. And there are some of them here that I know will probably pursue that. You can't stop Ethan, who is Hook. He is very much that actor that he's, to me, he's a method actor. He's very much his part. But again, it's very satisfying. It's very heartwarming to me. I did theater in college, community theater in other areas. I'm from Indianapolis. So, it's a fun, uplifting program.
Yeah, and Susan, something you touch on there that I think really catches the audience. We're lifers, you and I.
Yes.
And most of the time that we talk to people on the air here about theater, it's somebody who is similar to us, has been doing this for so long. So for one, we're warning you kids. You've probably got your foot in the water and you're probably going to dive all the way in like Susan and I. But also, there's a reason we're lifers. There's a reason we keep coming back to the theater. Doing this is not easy. This is not an easy thing to pull off, doing a play. I don't care how much time you have. It's not easy to do. Then you, and forgive me here, guys, then you're directing kids, mm-hmm. where your attention spans and all those things are, it's different. I go on set. It's my job. I'm paid to be there. I'm treating it like a position and all those things. It's my passion. I love doing it, but I also have to be on time. I have to do these things. You guys are doing this out of school. You're doing it, as a fun thing, and it's very hard to corral you guys sometimes and get to focus. Taking this on, Sarah, Susan, I don't take that lightly. I think it's a real, it's really something to be able to do. So I admire that you do that. I admire the people that have done it in the past. I'm curious, though, because I haven't directed kids before. I got to think that just like with theater in general, you keep coming back for a reason. There's something about directing kids as opposed to adults that is just, it's a different lifeblood. It's a different fun atmosphere to be around.
It is. It's just seeing their growth, seeing their emotion, seeing their love for it, seeing their love for me, for what I represent for them. You know, there's some of these kids I've had since third grade, and they're now eighth grade. So this will be my year to send them off with their wings, and hopefully they pursue high school or further. But, yeah, it is definitely satisfying, enjoyable watching, and the things they say, oh, Miss Sue, let's do this again. Oh, Miss Sue, I love this. And it's coming from somebody that maybe wasn't sure they were going to do it. Mm-hmm. And then they come back and say, oh, this was the best thing. This was the most happiest day of my life. Oh, my gosh, it just tugs at my heart.
Yeah.
So, and the parents, mm-hmm. how grateful they are and how it grows. And, you know, I do have some kids here that are homeschooled. So bringing those kids into this as well. So we get a well-rounded picture here. You know, of our community. We have talent all over in this community with children.
Very true.
And, you know, promoting them, whether they're at Rams or they're homeschooled, there's talent there to be had, you know, and to see.
There's things that the older we get, the quicker we are to forget, too. Mm-hmm. And for me, when I was growing up, it was really tough for me to make friends. I moved around a lot, and I would move somewhere, and it was hard for me to get to know kids and all those things. Theater helped me with that. Sports helped me with that. All of a sudden, I wasn't just the no-name anymore. I was the fastest kid in school, so I was getting picked for teams. Same thing with theater. The relationships that kids can build in these things are just as important as everything else we're talking about here, because there can't be enough opportunities for kids to make friends. There just can't. And I'm simplifying it, but it's true, especially, you know, at these ages.
Exactly. You know, this is very important. You know, you got the issues with school and the pressure at school. Everything to come here, come with me for a practice time or a show and let it out and explore their own personalities and be accepted for whatever they do.
Yeah.
This is a close-knit group. They become very close. They know each other. They learn to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
And do well with each other and become, I say, a family. You know, by the time we do our production, we're a family.
I love that. I'm so excited for you guys with this whole process and the show coming up so soon. Susan, as we're wrapping up here, what got you into theater?
As a little girl.
Yeah.
My father put me in dance.
Mm. Oh, cool.
And from there on, then I went to Purdue and started doing some stuff there in theater and dance and just kept going with it. The community moved here. Teaching dance with Marlene for many years.
Yes, yes.
Kept moving, connected with certain people, and there you have it. You know, and connecting with Emily for the children's theater. I did. I do the Miss Wisconsin Rapids pageant as well. So it's mentoring youth.
Yeah,
things for youth. That's what I enjoy, and you know, so I just kept growing on that.
I appreciate that answer, and I remember you talking a little bit about that before, too, and just I really admire your career. I really admire what you've done with your career. That's impressive. Now I want to ask you guys that, though, and we have the contrast of, you know, where Susan's coming from, and the audience has heard my story a billion times. They're bored of it. I want to ask you guys what got you to want to do this, and I'll start with you, Dade. If you want to grab the microphone there, what got you to want to even audition and be a part of this?
It really started when I was in third grade because my teacher, her name was Miss Kanoki. She was wonderful. She would make sure you were awake each morning. She would do everything. And so she decided during our literature units that it would be a great idea to do a play.
Mm.
And so we performed that for our parents, and the first role I ever had was Dionysus, and to be that, like, weird, funky god that appears out of a box and gives Midas a gold touch.
It's a great first character.
Right. It was just so fun that I had to audition when it came to fifth grade for Musicville, and at that moment, I sat there throughout that entire thing, and I was like, oh, well, I guess this isn't that exciting, but then actually last year when I auditioned for Camp Rock, I noticed a lot of the people from Musicville were also there.
Mm.
And ever since that, it was just, they were all my friends. They were my family.
Yeah.
Before I moved here, I actually cried on stage with them while we were trying to finish it. And it felt really silly, but it was also like an emotional moment because, I mean, our eighth grade friends were going up to high school, so we wouldn't be able to perform with them again. I was leaving. A couple other people were leaving.
It really speaks to what Susan and I were touching on earlier about the bonds and the family that you create in theater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very well said. Trenton, I'm curious for you. Same question.
Well, I really just started when I was like four. Mm. My siblings were doing a play, so I joined them. And that's when it really began. Like, I loved doing plays, and then it just kept on doing more plays throughout the years.
Yeah, very cool. Emma, same question. What got you to want to audition for this?
I saw a poster in the hallway at my elementary school in third grade, and I auditioned, and I've been working with Miss Sue since then.
Cool. Very cool. Yeah. And Trenton, how about you? Ethan, how about you? What did you want? Why did you want to start getting into Philly plays?
Well, really, my mom walked up to me one day and she said, "Hey, Ethan, look at this. There's a Alice in Wonderland play." Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, "Oh, I love the Mad Hatter," so I just tried out. And next thing I knew, I was the Mad Hatter, and I loved the part.
Mm.
So then I wanted to do Aladdin, and then Frozen. Then a few years later, I hear that I can do Peter Pan. And of course, since I was the villain in the Aladdin and Frozen, I decided, why shouldn't I be the villain in Peter Pan?
The older you get, the more characters you play, you find that every character has something to likable or something you can pull from or enjoy to tie yourself to. There's nothing like playing villains. There's nothing. I'll tell you right now. There's nothing like playing villains. It's great to be the good guy. It is something to be the villain. As the guy who has played the majority of I've had 101 characters, I would say the majority of them are villains. Yeah, it's fun. It is. There's no getting around it. It's great to be George Bailey. It's great to be the hero and stuff sometimes, but playing the villain. And every once in a while, it can be a lot of fun. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for sharing all that. And I guarantee you guys, there's somebody out there listening that something you said hit them and is going to get them to audition. And the thing that really may blow your minds is a lot of those people are adults. A lot of those, you just got done helping adults, encouraging them to do this. If I'm an adult and I've always thought about doing this and I've been on the fence and I hear you guys talking about it, well, who am I to not do this? These kids are brave enough to get out on stage and do their thing. I should be able to do it. And we always like to encourage people. There's great community theaters around no matter where you're listening to us. And it doesn't always mean to be on stage. Sometimes it just means being backstage, being a prop person or something. The thing that helped me the most as an actor, one of the things that did was working behind scenes, was doing sound, was doing props, those kind of things that helped me on stage all that much more. But we encourage you to be a part of these things, not only because it's supporting local theater, it's helping us do, whether it's this kind of show or HOPO or any other local theater. It's fun. This is fun. You heard it in their voices. Every one of these kids, even Susan and I, who have been doing this a long time, we sound just like these guys. We sound like we just started. It's a fun thing to do. It's a really nice thing to be able to do with your time. And it's something that's fun to attend, too. That's another way to be a part of things, is attending these shows. Susan, one more time, let's go through the details of when people could take in the show. It is coming up Friday, September 23rd. 7 o'clock show?
Yes.
And Saturday, September 24th, again, a 7 o'clock start time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got to get matinee on Sunday, the 25th at 2 o'clock.
Yes.
Should people get there early? Would it help to?
I always, obviously there's no reserve seats, so saving seats they can't do. So getting there early is a good idea. I don't think there's any bad seed at the PAC.
Yeah, yeah, agreed.
But getting there and getting into the moment, mm-hmm. you know, leading into the story, seeing family and friends beforehand. Of course, you don't see the characters. I won't allow them out there.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
because the magic stays on the stage.
Right.
But just the emotion that these kids build and cannot wait till the end of the show when they've done a great job to do their mad dash.
Yeah.
Their mad dash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you could see it, they run like crazy behind the stage, down the hallway, or all the way around to the front auditorium so they can meet the people that just came to see them. So that there just shows you how excited they are.
I promise you, that never gets old. You're gonna find yourself doing it, and no matter what age you are, even at 45, as far away as that seems to you guys right now. This is a fun one. This is a great show. Again, WRPS Middle School Theater presenting Peter Pan, the non-flying version. It'll be premiering this September 23rd. The tickets are easy. They can get them at WRPS.org or get them the day of at the ticket booth. And support local theater. Come to this show. Support these kids. You guys break a leg. Have a great run. Enjoy yourselves. And looking forward to talking to all of you again real soon. And thank you again for the time.
Thank you. And yes, they will be flying, but you won't know how we do it.
Ah, see? See, there we go. There we go. Great. Nicely. That was a perfect tease right there to just wrap up on.
There's going to be some flying, but nicely it'll done, be Susan. Done very cleverly.
Thanks, guys, for the time. Thank you for hanging out with us today.
Thank you.
We'll be come back with some more Morning Magazine. We have our good friend joining us in just a few, Matt Lippert, UW Agricultural Agent on Morning Magazine here at WFHR.